It's Wednesday, May 1st, AD 2024. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The population of Switzerland is moving away from Christianity, despite the country once being at the center of the Protestant Reformation, led by Ulrich Zwingli. Three-quarters of the Swiss live in cities. Of those, nearly one in three say they do not belong to any religion. The mainline Protestant church makes up only 19% of the city population, down from 49% back in 1970. Roman Catholicism makes up 31%, down from 45%, and Islam has remained stable at 6%. International Christian Concern warns that persecution is cropping up in America and the West, not just in other parts of the world. Just one example is the case of Stacy Barber. She's a Texas school teacher who's been silenced for her faith after praying with other teachers at a school flagpole. She's been ordered not to pray. Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, told the Christian Post, quote, "Basically, we are frogs in the kettle, and the bubbles keep coming up under us. People learn that you do not stick your head up. You start being quiet because the process is the punishment. We desperately need revival, and that all starts with us personally looking to the Lord," end quote. Zechariah 1 verse 3 says, "Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you." Five Republican states are suing the Biden administration in a transgender case. The administration is trying to expand a federal civil rights law to include protection for students living sexually perverted lifestyles in public schools. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott told the Texas Education Agency to ignore the new federal rule. He wrote to President Joe Biden saying, quote, "This ham-handed effort to impose a leftist belief onto Title IX exceeds your authority as president," end quote. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis also pushed back, saying, quote, "Florida rejects Joe Biden's attempt to rewrite Title IX. We will not comply, and we will fight back," end quote. Meanwhile, a new heartbeat law goes into effect in the Sunshine State today. The law bans the killing of unborn babies with detectable heartbeats, but with some exceptions. The law goes into effect after the Florida Supreme Court upheld it last month. The court also upheld a 15-week abortion ban. Once a destination in the Southeast for abortion, Florida may see thousands of fewer abortions due to the heartbeat law. The Federal Communications Commission is fining big wireless companies for sharing customer data without consent. AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon face nearly $200 million in fines. Jessica Rosenworcel with the FCC said, quote, "These carriers failed to protect the information entrusted to them. Here, we're talking about some of the most sensitive data in their possession, customers' real-time location information, revealing where they go and who they are," end quote. U.S. adults are becoming more concerned about crime. However, Pew Research reports that crime rates are actually falling. Based on data from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, violent crime fell 46% between 1993 and 2022. Property crime fell by 59%. The Bureau of Justice Statistics records even steeper declines, with violent and property crime falling 71% over the same period. Meanwhile, 77% of Americans think crime is up nationally, compared to 47% in 2000. And 55% think crime is up in their area, compared to 34% in 2000. Dr. George Barna released another survey on worldview in America. He identified 10 of the most common perspectives widely embraced by adults that conflict with a biblical worldview. These views were influenced by other worldviews like secular humanism, pantheism, animism, Mormonism, and Judaism. One of the top beliefs was that married couples can be bonded to each other for eternity. Other top beliefs were that people were born neither good nor bad, and that morality is determined by our own reason and emotions. In Ephesians 4, verses 14 and 15, the Apostle Paul encourages us to no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, and by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. And finally, NASA reports yet another once-in-a-lifetime cosmic event will be visible this year. Sometime before September, scientists are expecting a nova explosion in a star system about 3,000 light-years from Earth. The stellar explosion results from the interaction between a massive star known as a red giant and a white dwarf, a star about the size of Earth. This particular nova happens about every 80 years and will likely be visible to the unaided eye. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, May 1st in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.